Don and Mike Show.
Today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo. Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC? CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security? Show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddle.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
They'd like to kiss Huzzy, Don and Mike.
Well, I know you think this is some tape. This is not a drill. Rob, do you have a... Can you open here? I mean, without all the crap, can you just...
Always keep one in the hopper.
give us an intro here, being as... We are live. Hello, everybody.
We are live right now. Live.
Good to see you, fellas. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mike Landis and all the ships at sea. And now to bring you a show that's even darker and more mysterious than T.D. Morris Jones's hair, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hello, and welcome to our brand new deal. We'll be working 1 hour a day.
1 hour a day. Every single day. We're very excited about that.
Congratulations. Now, listen. Hello, everybody. And thank you for listening to the show. Such as it is.
Hope you enjoyed the taped presentations that have been offered for you the last couple of days.
Now, the speculation around us not being here for 2 days, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, we are blown away.
Yeah. We are absolutely blown away. I want to first say that not one of us, neither Don, nor Mike, nor Buzz, none of us are dead.
No.
None of us are in jail.
Amazing. No. Listen, it's a very simple thing. Frankly, we didn't think that we'd have to take a couple of days off the air. Joining us now is Vice President and General Manager from Infinity Broadcasting, good old Ken Stevens.
Boo! Oh,
hi, right. Ken.
I guess.
Hi, Ken.
Ken Stevens is here with his red power tie. And there's his theme, ladies and gentlemen.
Ken, would you like to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Here's Ken. Now, let me just give you a couple of quick facts. What happened the last couple of days when we were not here was not a work stoppage, was not a strike. We were not kicked off the air. We did not quit. Frankly, what happened is we have a 7-year contract that has a window.
That's correct.
After 5 years,
mm-hmm.
where Ken can either fire us,
yes.
or renegotiate and hire us for 2 more years.
And, well, lo and behold, he's decided to keep us.
Yes.
Bravo.
We, Ken, you made the correct decision.
We're very, although it, you know, it required, as it always does, Don sitting on your legs and me sitting on your forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
2 days worth.
Yes. We do thank you for this. Listen, I know that there's all kinds of secrets that are involved in this brand new deal. However, I will say we have never been happier than we are with the details of this contract right here.
We're very, very happy, and we will be for, I would guess, 45 minutes to an hour from now.
I think I can guarantee we'll be happy for the whole show today, being as there's...
Yeah, that's good. That's accurate.
Less than an hour left in today's show.
I will be... I'm euphoric right now. I think I will be happy a half an hour from now, and I'll be pretty okay for most of the weekend.
Please.
Most of the weekend? Yeah, most of the weekend. I think by about Sunday at noon, I'll probably start to, you know, get back into, oh, I'm working for you again.
Our new contract means, actually, the fact that Ken has picked up the last 2 years of our contract means great new things for this show.
Great.
I mean, better things for this show than have ever happened before.
Of course, because it's a Ken contract, they're all secrets right now.
Yeah, that's the way they do things around
Why
here.
Why is that, Ken? Why do you give us good things to make the show better and then keep them secrets?
Isn't that kind of more fun that way?
No.
It is for me.
All right, well, that's it. He's answered that. It's more fun for
him. Reveal the secrets one at a time.
But there are many good secrets for this show. We've done certainly a lot of bitching over the last couple of years about how effed up this is, the whole Infinity broadcasting, and how we feel we're the lowest rung on the totem pole, and that, you know, all the whining and stuff that we've been doing recently. And, well, until the next time Ken F's us over, I think that we're very happy, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And but I see no reason why we can't continue to whine occasionally, because that's what we do, and I think we're very good at it. And I know that I'm committed to whining for the next 2 years.
So to answer some questions that maybe you guys have, like, for instance, well, how come you didn't tell us about this? Well, frankly, we didn't know. We knew that there was a window in our contract where Ken had the option to pick up 2 years and renegotiate and make it either better or worse for us, or simply part company. He had that choice also.
That's correct.
You know, other guys, other disc jockeys in the chain have just had their contracts done. Believe it or not, it is a coincidence that they got their contract done at the same time as our contract had the window. And it was just the fact that the other contracts had to be taken care of before ours were. I got a call from Ken. Hey, I'm done with this contract. We're ready to start working on yours. Great. You know what that means? That means that for 2 days we're on the phone with our goddamn lawyers and
and is that painful?
And our agents, and we're having meetings, and you know,
that was painful.
It's Ken on the cell phone, and it's Ken in the hotel, and it's Ken in New York, and it's Ken in Philadelphia.
And as painful as it is for us to talk to our agents, it is much more painful for Ken, and that gives me a great deal of peace.
And frankly, because really, at the beginning of this process 2 days ago, we didn't know what was going to happen. For 2 days, it really made it impossible for us to come in and do the show, because for the last 2 days, we have been involved in negotiations with Ken and with our, you know, our people.
Yeah, I wish I'd had one of those kind of phones that you clip onto your ear. Because, you know, when you have to be by the phone all the time, I know even in this age of cellular technology, it's still very, very difficult. And even today, I dropped one of my cordless phones on the deck, and it shattered into a million pieces. Oh. And I got down on my knees and cried like a baby.
Well, I think, Mike, as I read this, you'll be able to buy yourself a new phone.
I'm very happy about that.
I think you'll be able
I'm very happy about the phone clause in the contract.
So anyway, you know, sorry if you guys think, I know there were some people out there, I was getting feedback that, oh, we've walked off again, that we quit, that we were mad about something. Absolutely 100% bull ass.
That's right.
It's just, when these negotiations were going on, we could either have been fired or we could have been re-signed, because it's a 7-year contract, 5-year guarantee, and Ken's got an option to pick up the last 2 years.
And in all seriousness, we are thrilled with the way things have developed, and we're very, very happy and looking forward to the next 2 years.
Yeah,
really
for a
are.
Change, you rat bastard, you're going to make things better for this show.
You actually look at him. Look at him just squeezing, wringing his hands.
No, come on, admit it. You're going to make things. You're going to make things better for this show.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is the next 2 years and the way that we structured this. I think it's terrific.
Good. And obviously, you know, and then part of the signing a contract with Ken is the part that says, well, all these great things are going to happen, but you can't talk about these great things that are going to happen until they happen.
Naturally.
Suffice to say that there are great things.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Herb. There are great things that will happen.
That's really.
Many great. Goddamn, I wish I could share them with you. Many great things that will happen.
Cool.
But just so you know, we have made sure that Ken has actually put dates in here.
Yes.
Saying the great stuff will happen on this date and this date and this date. So,
and that's always important.
For that, we thank you. And Ken, what would you like to say on this glorious day, now that you've got us exclusively no cut for 2 more years?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ken Stevens. I am, I couldn't be more happy.
You know, before you start, why don't we play your theme music again? Get a little closer to the microphone. Here we go.
Ken Stevens, general manager.
I couldn't be more happy with this deal. And you know, I was thinking coming over here, I couldn't be more happy that I won't have to talk to your agent and your lawyer for another 2 years.
Yeah.
That's so great. That makes it all worthwhile.
Very good.
That's good. And what's amazing is really that it was done in 2 days.
Wow.
That it's the type of thing that normally Ken would drag his feet on for weeks and weeks and weeks. But it was done in 2 days.
days and could have been done in time for us to come on today at the beginning of the show if Ken didn't have to get on the train at 3 o'clock.
Right, and I want to say I'm very, very sorry for putting the single bullet in your mailbox. I know that was just very unfair of me, but, you know, it's just my way of
I'm looking at that document again and seeing, you see how small the type is?
Yes.
And it's single space.
Yes.
You know, absolutely.
But, listen, just suffice to say that we have many, many concerns about our show and how we're treated by Infinity and the chance for growth. We are thrilled with these opportunities.
Excellent.
You should put this on tape, Ken, because...
Yeah, we're thrilled. Yeah. Remember that word, thrilled. I'm going to use it, too. Thrilled.
Thrilled.
We are absolutely thrilled. And I'd like to hear you say that you're thrilled also.
Well, I said I was thrilled earlier.
Okay, he's thrilled.
This is like when we had Dan Schneider. And I mean it's Schneider. I know it's not Schneider. I can't help myself.
Did I ever have a chance in this... The ratings have been huge for all the 5 years of this last year.
Right.
Nothing bad has happened. Did I ever have a chance to improve this deal in this last 2 days? Really? Did I ever have a chance not to do this?
No. No, you didn't.
I have no choice.
But thank you for doing it anyway.
And it means nothing but great stuff for this show. And
we're happy.
Congratulations. You deserve it.
We're happiest.
Of it.
We're happiest. We're happiest about this. Just know this. The promises that were made are in the contract.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here.
That
deserves a round of applause. Now go get a beer, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Two more years. Ken Stevenson, his music will play as he walks out.
There he goes. The evil Ken Stevens. Because I know there's been, you know, tons of crap in the trade papers about, you know, oh, Don and Mike walked off, Don and Mike are sick, Don and Mike have quit, Don and Mike are locked out of the station.
Crazy.
No, it's not true.
I like the one about I walked out. That I walked out and you were coming along as a loyal friend.
Well, be honest, Mike.
All right, it was me. I was the catalyst, Mike.
So that's it. Sorry that we weren't here for a couple of days. It was certainly not a question. I just want to say that it's not a question of us coming in and getting mad and saying, oh, we're walking off the air, because we weren't.
No.
And frankly, for a couple of days there, once they started the negotiations on this window, we couldn't come to work because we didn't have a contract.
Right. Exactly.
For 2 days, we had no contract.
And, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, we, as much as I hate to say it, we do what our guys tell us to do, and that's what they told us to do.
And frankly, that's why we're here now. I mean, at this late hour, to let you know what's happening.
Yeah, we were real happy that things moved as quickly as they did. We wanted to come in here before the weekend and let everybody know that everything is fine, right. And we're very excited.
Yeah. Because, well, frankly, you know, let's blame it on Ken. Let's be honest. The parameters of this were agreed to this morning. Then it goes back and forth between the lawyers. And finally, they get the verbiage right.
Right.
And I call Mike about 2:30 today. And I say, hey, great. It's done. Let's get to work. Let's sign this. Of course, keep in mind, we're not coming back until Ken... signs on the dotted line.
Right. So we went into the fire drill mode where, you know, this was, you know, right about the time the show was going to start.
And we're both here.
We're both here. We fly in here at the last second.
We're ready to do the show. And then we hear...
that Ken's taking the choo-choo train down here.
Ken is on the train from Philadelphia. However, Ken thinks, based as you've worked with him for 10 years, that you can go on his word that it's a done deal. Yeah, not a chance. Not an effing chance.
Right,
so, Mike and I think many of you in the greater Northern Virginia area perhaps saw us sitting in front of the radio station smoking today.
Yes, yeah, that was us just waiting for Ken. That's exactly what we were doing. And got a chance to see a car break down out in front. Got a chance to talk to one of Fairfax City's finest officers who was explaining to me what had gone on. And it was an older woman and an Asian gentleman with her that had a breakdown out in front of the, not a nervous breakdown, but a car breakdown. And so I said to the officer, I said, they went across the street, officer, their car broke down. And then as he was walking away, I said, and of course they tried to sell me some crack.
But the great thing here is that really a lot of the stuff that I can't tell you now, but no. The stuff we bitch about, we're very happy. We could not be happier. It means true growth for this show.
Finally.
It means great stuff. Yeah, so it's great.
Excellent.
Thank you to our lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
those pricks.
Our families for dealing with us over the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, not a happy birthday from my wife yesterday.
Happy birthday, Frida.
And not to mention the fact when I gave her the card, I got the wrong age.
Oh, no. Oh, how did that happen?
Well, that happened because, frankly, you know,
Frida's birthday was not top of mind while we were figuring out if we were going to work here or work for a cheap channel or, you know, what the hell we were going to do.
Did you say 24 instead of 25?
No, I had, it was okay. I had 45 instead of 46.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And, the last couple of days, she's been real bitchy.
You could be like Buzz and, you know, every birthday is 39.
She's been bitchy because I've been bitchy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we were jerked around a little bit for the couple of days there. But that's the story. That's the whole story.
Excellent.
I mean, we had a window in the contract. They dealt with it. When they decided to deal with it, we didn't know they were going to deal with it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're glad to be back. And we're glad to tell you that we'll be here for at least two more years.
Things are good.
Mm-hmm. And this was a time when we could have parted ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had opportunities elsewhere. They stepped up, took care of us. We're very happy.
They do. You know, we always hate the process, but once again, they have, and we're very happy about that.
And, you know, once again, the stuff here is nothing but great stuff for this show.
Can't wait to hear about it.
Can't. Well, Buzz.
I know.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait.
But, like Christmas.
But the great thing about our agents is you gotta love this. You know, after 10 years with Ken, they really know how to pin his ass down.
Yeah, and, you know, regarding the handshake, go on the air when we're waiting for him to come down and sign his deal. No. That is not the way it works.
This thing is chock loaded with clauses and dates and times and stuff that's gonna happen. So,
I'm particularly fond of the clause about Ken's scalp.
We are.
I like that part.
We are very happy.
It involves Ken's scalp and a Swiss Army knife.
So,
excellent.
You know, sorry that we weren't here for a couple of days. Even broached the subject about, hey, calling in just to say, we're not dead. You know, we didn't walk out. We didn't quit.
Right.
But technically, for a couple of days, we didn't have a contract.
Exactly.
So we couldn't come into work. So that's that. We're glad to be back.
Yeah, thanks for bearing with us. And we are very, very glad to be back. And we'll continue to be back.
I know a while ago, one time we got
I like the way that sounded.
We got pissed off a while ago and walked off the show one day. We said we'd never do that again. Just want to let you know, we didn't do that.
This is not that.
It's just we had no way to communicate with you what was happening. Because frankly, you know, on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
For all we knew, we're going to work for somebody else.
Yeah, it was a weird week. A very tiring week, very exhausting week.
But everything's great. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey. Congratulations on y'all's new contract.
Thanks.
Hey, now can y'all get on with the show and stop whining and stuff and start talking about it?
Now we could use a little positive energy. You know, we're back.
How are we whining here? We're saying that we're happy. You know, we can't keep you bastards happy, can we?
Show us the quan. Show us the quan. How about a little love?
Come on, listen.
How much money did y'all make on the new contract?
A lot.
A lot more?
A lot. Yeah, we're not displeased with this.
All right, cool. Well,
if you give us your fax number, we'll fax it over to you.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, what are your other questions? Is this Frank Ahern's?
Exactly.
What?
Why is he such a pussy where you can't talk about the clauses until they happen?
Well, why is who?
Ken.
Well, you know, it's actually mutually agreed upon, so we would be three pussies that you would have to label as pussy.
Why all three of you pussies not telling what the clauses are right off the bat?
Listen, why is it not enough that I'm telling you? We are thrilled with the growth opportunities that we have with this show. We are thrilled.
You like listening to the show?
Oh, yes, I do.
You're going to continue to listen to the show?
Of course.
And that's all you need to worry about.
And the stuff that's in this contract is great, but we understand that. What's so tough to understand? This is a business, dude.
Hey, I said I'm happy you're back, guys.
All right, contract.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Dizom, Ms. Ike, Ms. What's up?
Hey. What's up?
Hey. Yo, yo.
Straight up, Nichols?
Straight butter.
Contract.
Off the muscle, bro.
Right.
Got a question.
Yeah.
What's in Buzz's CD player at home?
Buzz, what is in your CD player at home?
Lately I've been listening to Matchbox 20, basically.
I'll go pick it up.
It's my current favorite.
There you go. And, it's on display at your house, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A little stand.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
It's Patrick in Portland, curious to see what the you guys said there on the congratulations on the new contract, first of all, and you said Ken put the dates of the great things that are going to be happening in the contract itself.
Yes, he did.
What's the first date so I can put it on my calendar?
That's part of the whole thing. I can't tell you.
You can't even tell the date.
I can't tell you the date.
Suffice to say something and see if you can...
No.
No, now stop it, everybody. The Curious George has got to just calm down.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys are badass MF and radio gods. Get it all.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I guess. You know, I realize that we are taking our calls after a brief period of time not being on the air.
Yes.
We are taking our first set of calls at the magic hour. I always like to refer to at Friday at
happy hour.
6:30 as
right, happy hour.
Magic hour.
Our full moon.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Just wondering if you guys, one of the secrets might be that you guys are moving to morning drive.
I can't say anything about any of the secrets, and you can't keep asking us
don't
about
start
the secrets.
Yeah, now just stop that. And what, do you have any plans this evening?
I hung up on him already.
Well, I hope you know he probably doesn't have plans this evening.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, congratulations on your new contract. I just wanted to thank you for Tuesday, the Morris Jones show. When you started doing that reverb, was one of the funniest damn things I have ever heard. I ran off the road 3 times. You guys are so effing funny.
Well, you know, I really said to my wife when I got home on Tuesday night when she said, hey, guess what? You know, Infinity called.
Right.
They're going to start the stuff about the window and the contract. Right. And at that point, not knowing if we were going to work here or work
you,
for...
You would have...
Cheap candle or...
a high note, my friend.
Or whoever we were working for, I think, well... If that's the last show that we did for Infinity...
We stand by that show.
Yeah, we do the Morris...
With Mojo.
The Morris Jones show.
And the reverb.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know why I like listening to you guys?
Come again?
You know why I like listening to you guys?
Why?
Buzz.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he's going to say something bad, Buzz.
Hello?
Can you ask that question again?
You know why I like listening to you guys? Because you guys don't lie, and you're lying now. Just tell the truth, dude.
Oh, really? Yeah, we're lying, but you know.
Yeah, you didn't
this
know about
the regular
show?
Caller. This is he is waited with bated breath. He's that young guy that calls all the time.
You're the regular guy, right? Well, you know it all because you know exactly how our contract was written, right?
But you didn't know about the contract window? You didn't know how your contract was written?
No, listen, let me tell you something, because I guess you don't know what it's like in the real world. I'll give you, Rob, time me. I'll give you 30 seconds here.
You ready?
Okay.
No.
We have a window in our contract, which gives the station 90 days to renegotiate with us to pick up the last 2 years of our contract. It is up to the station to decide when they want to open the negotiations. The station called us late Tuesday night and said, we're ready to start. What about that, don't you understand, Mr. I Know Everything?
When did I say I knew everything?
That's the implication. What about
no,
that?
No, no, you took that.
How am I lying? How am I lying?
Opie and Anthony got a great contract.
Time.
We're jealous.
Time.
How it works.
No, no, no.
You guys
hold
have
on.
Always said...
I'm going to go a little...
Are you going longer now?
Yeah, but I'm going to go longer. I'm going to tell you. Opie and Anthony's contract is fantastic. The company took care of their contract, and they had 90 days to take care of us.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony was, you know, it was their contract. As Ken said, that was the first item of business they had to complete. They had to take care of that, and they did.
They said they got rid of that. Let's get rid of you guys, too.
I think it should be pointed out that Opie and Anthony's contract negotiation went the full amount of time right down to the nth hour also.
So now, what's so tough about that to understand?
Okay, can you say his name, though? Is that part of it?
Howard Stern? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, douchebag?
No, guy.
Howard Stern has nothing to do with any of this.
I just wanted to know if you could say his name.
No. Right, well, listen, I'm so glad. You know, I hope when you sign your next long-term contract with Kentucky Fried Chicken that you allow me to ask you about the details the way that apparently you are dying to ask us details about ours. Because I want to know stuff from you like... the special sauce.
That's right. And then we can run into his place of employment and yell Popeyes. Yell Popeyes from the highest mountain top.
I want to know on those barbecue strips, how do you get it so honey-like? And then I want to say, you know what?
And we can ask him why they took him off the cash register.
I'm sure. F you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Forget it.
Hello.
Don and Mike, it's so good to hear you.
But are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. No, I'm on a normal phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know,
another one. I can tell immediately.
I think you're
hang up on him just for fun.
Credit?
Just for fun. Please hang up on him.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
First off, yay, no tribute shows. Second, was Laura Korn standing around the studio on Wednesday?
You know, this must be one gentleman that might have believed that there might have been a death involved. I know that was circulating. Which one of us was...
The tribute show?
Which one of us was supposed to have died, sir?
I'm not sure. What I was thinking, because of what was ran on the best of, there was a Mike talking about his ticker, and I was, you know, maybe Don had a kidney thing, maybe Buzz had a love thing. I didn't know. But
if any of us on this show had died, the other guys would have come in.
Yeah.
I mean, contract or no contract.
Absolutely. We've always made that true. If it was me, I requested the casket be brought in here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Closed.
Open.
Hello. Oh, now, listen, we're going to get into that argument again.
Closed. Open.
Closed with a glass top.
No, because if it's open, somebody will put something in one of my holes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Turn me upside down and put an American flag out of my butt.
I just enjoyed it. You're back on the air. I just enjoyed that very much.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
All right, we gotta get off the contract subject. Did you watch the MTV Movie Awards last night?
No, because I was on the phone till midnight with our goddamn agents. No. No, I mean...
Jimmy Fallon did a good job.
No, I didn't.
No, Shannon Elizabeth, one of the first presenters, was wearing this totally see-through top last night.
Really?
The boobs and everything. And they had the three other chicks from American Pie last night.
They're gonna run that again on MTV this weekend, right?
I did hear that Diaz was drunk, right? Cameron Diaz is bombed.
Yes. She seemed drunk or just inappropriate. You won't be able to escape it this weekend on MTV. They'll run it again and again and again. This is the girl he's talking about was outstanding. She was the Russian girl from American Pie.
The one from American Pie that showed her boobs in it.
Yeah. Oh, the girl who was on the internet, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy. Okay. I'll have to look at the TV this weekend.
Yeah, have a good time looking at the cable.
I will. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hello, we're great, thank you.
Hey, listen, last week I played Celebrity Jeopardy with you. I'm the idiot that answered Priscilla instead of Lisa Marie.
Right.
I got my prize packs today, my History Channel prize pack Sex and the City, and I was just calling to say thanks.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hello. Our pleasure.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, good evening. Welcome back. Congratulations on your contract.
Everyone loves Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. Hi, what can we do for you?
I just want to congratulate you guys on your contract, hoping that you all would at least have 5 years instead of two.
Well, no, you know what? That was our option.
Right.
It was our option to re-sign for two. They wanted more.
Two's fine.
Okay, well, welcome back, guys.
Two's fine. We'll see what, you know, let's see what happens in 2 years. Yeah, hello. Don and Mike show. Right, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, I just want to call and say congratulations and to tell you that I am so happy you guys are back because I can't live another day without Buzz.
There you go, Buzz. What do you say to this person?
Well, you know what?
Nice. What do you say to this man, woman?
Poor Buzz. On what was the first day of the negotiation? Wednesday.
Yes.
I made sure I called everybody, except I forgot Buzz.
Kindly old Buzz showed up for work, and there was no work to show
Buzz,
up for.
Buzz came in and was totally out of the loop until this morning.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at the breakfast table with Frida, you know, looking at the rough draft of this thing. I said, I said, ass, you know, shh. I gotta call Buzz. Buzz doesn't have a clue what's going on.
He was miserable. We all went to the airport, and Buzz was home alone with a couple of guys trying to break into the house.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, oops. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call here. We got to go, as a matter of fact, to Buzz. Wow. In the news. Hello.
What's happening, Don and Mike?
Yo, yo.
My dogs.
Sporty.
Is this Sporty?
This is Black Rider. This is Black Rider. Don't leave me. Rider's sad.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Well, listen, suffice to say, it's great to be back. The only bit of bad news that I have is that we have rescheduled Laura Korn.
No!
Yes.
Why? I thought that would have been a break.
No, I think she's coming in Monday.
Oh, my God.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Also, before we go to Buzz, I have to mention that the Don and Mike Film Festival is Monday night.
Yeah,
Monday night. At the brand new AMC Hoffman Center 22. Now, dig this. It's free, okay?
At the Kauffman Center?
The Hoffman Center.
Hoffman Center.
Wow. It's free to get in.
in Alexandria, Virginia, just off Eisenhower Avenue, the Eisenhower Avenue Metro. They're going to be showing a movie of, that each of us has chosen. I think in my theater, they're showing Batman.
Right.
In yours, they're showing
Spritz the Cat.
Goodfellas.
No, oh, no.
Goodfellas. Okay. Robbie, yours is what? Casino?
I think so.
And Buzz's, I believe, is something by, what's that director? The
Andrew Blake?
Andrew Blake, yeah.
Right. I think you'll enjoy it.
Anyway, the deal is you go out there into a brand new 22 theater multiplex that has like couches and stuff. And go to the movies for free on Monday nights, and you see Rob and Lisa there.
That's okay. Great.
So that's Monday night. It's our welcome back gift to you.
Yes, absolutely.
We give you all the movies.
Enjoy the films. They're going to be all fantastic.
Movies for free.
Yeah, who doesn't want to go to the movies for free?
That's on Monday night. Now let's go right to Guy Birdley.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
bareboat,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
It's Buzz. Buzz, the lead story should be.
Yes.
We're back after 2 days.
That should be the lead story, shouldn't it?
We didn't quit. We didn't strike.
Don't quit.
We weren't kicked off the air.
They live.
Yes, we're here. You're stuck with us. As a matter of fact, for longer than 2 years, I think it's through October, isn't it?
Two and change, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have to look at that.
Because it was, well, no, hold on. What is it? It's June, July, August.
Yeah, it is. September. No, it is 2 years and change.
Yeah, right. Yes. So it's maybe, you know, it's whatever the window is.
Correct. Cool. Like
2 years and so we're stuck here longer than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. What is your lead story tonight?
Well, Don and Mike live, but Timothy McVeigh does not. And tonight, Timothy McVeigh changes his mind about his last meal.
Oh, yeah. We've got to figure out what the, Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's Monday morning.
It's Monday.
Monday morning. It might be too late to send Dennis, unless Dennis can get there over the weekend.
Dennis, I never thought I'd say this. Call us.
No.
Yes.
No.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Close the chili parlors. It's time for Don and Mike.
It's time for news now with Buzz. Brought to you tonight by GolfRealm.com. Why drive to your home course to enter scores when you keep track of your handicap free online at GolfRealm.com. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, government lawyers have been busy today trying to stop the videotaping of Monday's Timothy McVeigh execution.
Stay cool.
There they are. They finally succeeded, but it's only a temporary order blocking that videotaping. Earlier today, a federal judge in Pennsylvania ordered the killing to be taped. He was ruling on another case, one in which the defense was asking for the video to prove their case that capital punishment is unconstitutionally cruel and unusual.
Buzz, hold on. This might be Dennis. He always calls on this line. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
No, it's another. It's a Dennis impersonator.
The other special.
Yes, hello.
The other special caller.
I get one.
Bye, Tom. Hello, Dennis. Is this Dennis?
What's up with Don and Mike?
What do you mean? We're on the air, douchebag.
You're on the air.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a replay to me.
No, you're live. We wouldn't be talking to you if it was a replay. Tape couldn't talk to you.
Well, obviously
maybe I am a douchebag.
There obviously you go. That wasn't Dennis.
Maybe.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Bye, DB.
Bye.
We'll wait for DB Murphy to call.
That's right. DB Cooper. That's why he jumped out of the plane. So everybody called him douchebag.
You're going to be king of the DBs. I cannot come up with another DB.
DB Sweeney? Is it D.B. Sweeney, the actor?
Yes.
Is it D.B. Sweeney?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so, but there's also Dina Bickle.
Oh, no, but that doesn't count, Rob. It has to be
she counts.
Someone who goes by the initials of
D.B. Cooper and D.B. Sweeney. Anyone?
King of the D.B.s.
Thank you.
King of the D.B.s.
King of the douchebags. Well, a video case proving that capital punishment's cruel and unusual is exactly what the government doesn't want. That's why its lawyers were in court today. McVeigh, who is no longer fighting execution, has reportedly agreed to the taping. So if this most recent order is lifted, it will be taped.
Well, how is he going to prove it's cruel and unusual if he doesn't flop around?
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, God, hello.
Hey, listen, are you going to Indiana Monday?
I don't have the flight.
Bye.
Buzz, you were saying. Timothy McVeigh will have 19 hours to digest his last meal. That's so he doesn't lose control of his bowels at the time of execution.
That doesn't matter. It happens to me all the time.
He'll get his last meal at noon on Sunday. He'll be put to death at 9 a.m. Monday. There will be no meals or snacks in between. He can have whatever he wants at that last meal, so long as the prison chef can make it. Or, if he prefers, he can order out, so long as the tab is under $20.
Hey, way to go.
I thought, well, of course, it's Timothy McVeigh. Who cares?
But I thought any condemned man got,
got anything he wanted.
He could have anything the chef can make, or he can order out if there's a particular restaurant he wants food from.
But they don't want him to have diarrhea and to have an upset stomach, though.
Not at the time they get on the shot.
Hello, prison chef. This is Timothy McVeigh. I'd like a small dinner salad, some chili. I also would like a pulled pork sandwich.
And would you please take my $20 food allotment and buy me chalupas? From Taco Bell.
Very, very good.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in Terre Haute over what restaurant he might order from. There aren't many choices. There's the Denny's, the Shoney's, or the local casual steakhouse.
Denny's and Shoney's together.
I love Denny's.
But the prison officials will probably make him pick something close, like Burger King, the Olive Garden, or Dog and Suds.
Hey, listen, I advise him to
Dog and Suds.
Yeah. I advise him to go with Olive Garden and La Salad and breadsticks.
He could be another delay.
Hello, yeah. Dog and Suds. I'd like the extra double long chili burger, please.
Where'd you get the best cheese eggs you ever ate?
I was just thinking that would be a good thing for him to get at the Shoney's.
Oh, cheese eggs. Great cheese eggs.
These are the best cheese eggs.
Oh, wow. That's a great one. Hold on. That's worth hearing again.
Yeah. These cheese eggs are making me cramp up.
Now, McVeigh have already chosen a last meal before his first execution date, but now he's chosen a new menu, and he's asked that this one be kept secret until after he's dead.
It'll be no secret on death row.
No.
We know he had a Mexican food problem.
Corn.
Yeah, that's a corn.
They're ransacking their own homes in northern New Jersey today looking for the winning lottery ticket. Lottery officials say somebody in or around Montvale has that ticket, and it's worth over $23.5 million.
Oh, for you.
What's that ticket? Where's that ticket?
Whoever has it has till midnight Saturday to cash it in. After that, the ticket is worthless. So they're ransacking.
Not here.
They're on home. Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
New Jersey.
A horny 19-year-old guy in Texas has a court order not to have sex unless and until he gets married. The judge put the young man on this probation after he got nailed for nailing a 13-year-old.
Oh, dear.
I pay you to work it, not jerk it.
Please.
The final nail in the coffin was when the judge found out the guy had knocked up two other teenage girls before this.
Oh, man.
The judge who issued the no sex for you young man order is the same judge who's gotten some notoriety for making sex offenders put warning signs in their front yards.
I've got here's the actuality of the guy.
Oh. He's the schoolyard bully.
There he is.
Well, that's the, horny guy.
Yeah, it's the offender. Yeah.
Who cares? We care. I mean, how do you feel about the fact that you're out there, you know, impregnating underage women?
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give her that.
That's no excuse.
Tunnel vision.
You're out there having sex with young girls.
It's going to be ugly.
Yes, it is ugly.
Yes,
I agree.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
What, you're saying that if there weren't, that you wouldn't be able to do this all the time?
A little bit hurting.
What do you find so appealing about these young girls?
Oh, what could it be?
Yeah, what could it be?
Now he's being sarcastic.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you are, but it's not right.
That is the lay of the land, my friend.
Yeah, all right. Listen, is this John Allville? Are you the person having sex with underage girls?
Well, those are quality guests.
John Allville, is this you?
Do you understand?
No.
John Allville of the Sports Junkies, is this you?
That's good. It's a good thing.
Hey, all right.
Okay. All right, Johnny.
Vippy Chance.
Oh. And now he's lying again.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, right.
See, you never know. It might be John.
Smartass.
In that pun. Found out this morning.
If your kid has ever shaken hands with Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck, know this.
What?
Uh-oh. Think about the fact that Mickey and Donald may very well have been wearing soiled underwear at the time.
Oh, no.
Or that they carried lice.
Oh, dear.
The workers who play the Disney characters in costumes at the theme parks have just negotiated a new underwear clause in their contract.
Oh, boy.
Through their union, they've won the right to take their undergarments home each night to launder them. The company...
Wait, you mean Disney wasn't going to let them take their underpants home?
It's a special kind of undergarment. It's not just traditional underwear. And the company, being company property, they made the employees take it off at night.
Jesus.
The company was having the laundry done through a professional service, but the workers say the stuff often came back stained, and they say they got lice and other diseases.
Oh, look at Goofy's pants.
Well, I'll tell you right now, somebody ought to check the underwear of the little kings, too.
So that's how they get them to dance.
Buzz, hold on right. A moment. Right. Got to do this. Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight. Could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Wow. Their brains are 100% leak-proof. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
You know what?
That is great.
I didn't realize. Oh, the Howard Cosell page?
Yeah,
that's
when
I puked on Dandy Don's boots. I didn't realize when we came in that when we're not here, they play the commercials on time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I thought that we had like another half hour to go, so as it turns out, Buzz. Let me say that while you do the sports and your funny story, it's time for a caller 100 at 877-365-3636. And make no mistake, this will not happen on Monday.
No.
For those of you who listen to us here on JFK FM in Washington, starting Monday, the show will be heard every day from 3 p.m. till 8 p.m.
But for now, it's a little bonus for the over-attentive listener.
Yes, and I think some of our stations are actually going to pick up the extra half hour.
That's wonderful.
And then that means the sports junkies will be on from 8 until midnight.
Solid.
And that plan starts on Monday.
That's right.
Monday.
It's money.
Money.
It's money.
Money, it's a show.
It is a show.
And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Selway.
Hey, Buzz, you're Bazilli.
In sports, the Lakers and the Sixers meet again tonight in L.A. Philadelphia won the opening game of the NBA Finals in overtime.
You know what? F the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, what was it? It was... Wednesday night, the first night of our contract thing.
Right.
I'm trying to chill out, and I'm watching this game with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid says, "Man, Dad, I love the Sixers. I love Allen Iverson." I said, "Oh, please, no one's going to beat the Lakers."
Right.
He says, "How much you want to bet?"
Right.
And I said, "Well, we don't bet money."
Mm-hmm.
And we're noodling this around, and as the game starts, the Lakers go out to an 18-5 lead.
They went on quite a run.
So I say to Bart, "How about this? I'm not even going to bet you just on this game. I'm going to tell you the 76ers are not going to win a game."
Oh, you never bet a sweep.
The Lakers are going to sweep.
Wow.
And the loser this weekend has to wash the car, shampoo the rugs, and armor all in detail the whole car.
Wear gloves.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah. He says, "No problem." He shakes hands on it.
Right.
Well, I watched through the first half. The Lakers were kicking plenty of ass.
Right.
Fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
Woke up the next morning.
Yep.
Turned on the Sports Center.
Philadelphia won the opening game in overtime.
The incredible Allen Iverson came to life in the fourth quarter.
Is that when your son stood over you and went, "Oh, boo hoo"?
He does this, he talks to me in the Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore.
He loves that.
Yeah. Oh, somebody lost! Killing me. So that's the stupid Lakers. I got to wash the car tomorrow and the... clean it and detail it. And
well, I think you'll have good weather for it.
I know.
Good luck to you with your car detailing.
Yes, the Lakers. In the meantime, game two tonight in that best
I'll join you on that. That's the Lakers.
And finally, Scotland Yard is investigating the case of the flatulent flatfoot. British police say a family has complained that a cop broke wind in their London home during a drug raid and never apologized. No word yet on what the punishment might be.
I noticed there are some substances around here. We're going to have to round them up. I think I'm going to take you down to the jailhouse.
Oh, you know what I think? We've got this researched for Monday's episode, the story.
Oh, excellent.
We're going to be calling the family and calling Scotland Yard and asking, what'd you write wrong? Hello, cheerio. We'd like to speak to Constable Broyhill.
All right, I'll see you there. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. You know, today's show has flown by. It seems like we've only been on the air an hour.
I like that schedule.
Hey, where's the card about the movies? I should give that thing a plug. What happened to it? There's free movies Monday night at the AMC. You already put it away? I don't know where it went.
Maybe it's floating around.
From under here?
8 to 10 at the AMC Hoffman Center 22 movie theaters just off Eisenhower Avenue in Alexandria.
Mike, you're giving me a napkin.
I'm sorry. I thought you might have needed it. Right there at the Eisenhower Metro.
Beautiful. And the movie's selected by all of us. With me, it's Batman. With Mike, it's Goodfellas. With Rob, it's, I believe, the movie's Casino.
Right.
And Buzz's Choice is something by Andrew Blake.
You're going to love it.
Show up Monday night. Say you listen to the Don and Mike Show and go to the movies for free. Stop it, please.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what are you doing? I guess re-up for 2.5 more years.
Yay.
With you.
Zephyr Dipper, hi, buddy.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back on Monday with the all-new episode. Plus,
core. We feel the same way.
You.
Enjoy her the second time.
I saw what you were doing.
Okay.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike Radio God, thank God you're back on the air. Oh, my God, I've missed you. Jesus effing Christ.
2 days. Come on, it was 2 days.
Oh, come on. I'm one of the proud 4%. You don't understand. I revolve my entire schedule around you. Give me a great prize. I love you.
Okay, honey, you got it. Hold on a second. You want a great prize?
I want the best prize you've got.
Really?
Oh, come on.
I could give her that.
Oh, honey.
No, Mike.
No.
Hey, hold on.
I say, you give her something better.
I could give her this.
Yes. Perfect.
You've won the gift basket from VirginiaGiftBasket.com.
Nice.
Wonderful.
That's courtesy of Mike.
Yep.
Call Virginia Gift Basket at 1-866-361-1321 or go online to order a basket.
You love it. It's got sausages.
Yep. All right. Okay, I love sausages.
I know you do.
You love sausage. Okay, thank you, honey. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks, you guys. I love it. I'm glad you're back. I've really missed you, okay?
Thank you. It was 2 days, but thank you. We appreciate it.
2 days too many.
Thank you. We will be back Monday with the all-new episode, and we will see you then. Thank you for your patience over the last couple of days. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Rob, please throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Warren. We will see you Monday. Definitely see you Monday, okay?
Yeah, good.
Mike might even get here like 10 minutes before the show.
Hey, come on, don't get happy.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.